This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey, man! It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. I will tell you something, Mike Bell. These Atlanta Braves have all of a sudden gotten themselves back in the hunt. And let's just be completely honest, Braves country. Drake Baldwin's that dude. And it's time to start exploring trades for Sean Murphy. There is no reason to even think about just continuing to run a mediocre Sean Murphy out there. Mike, I was on vacay, and I keep seeing Baldwin's name just pop up.
Right.
Pop up. Pop up. And when we talked about this going into the season, and I said, if he hits the ball like we expect him to, he could be the secret sauce. And I'll be damned, he is turning into that. And this kid is hitting, over his last 14 games, 500?
Right.
But what are we doing? Why are we even talking about running Sean Murphy back out there?
No, I get it. At some point, maybe like Austin Riley, this was Grant's point when I put this to Grant last week, the pitchers of the big leagues will figure him out or come with some stuff. Okay, that's part and parcel to baseball. You come as a rookie, you're raking, somebody try to figure you out, you counterpunch. But until that time, let's keep rolling with this guy. And even then, I think he's going to figure it out, Carl, because he's just a professional hitter. And I'm with you. Sean Murphy's great defense, and he is a tremendous defensive catcher. And working with the pitchers, I understand that's not to be, you know, denied. But how do you keep this kid out of the lineup? You can't. I got 70,000 people that viewed the tweet that I basically said the same thing you just said about let's find a way to get Murph. And another thing, Carl, they're so cheap at times, right? Let's get the payroll. Get him off the books.
Well, look, I think you can, first of all, get something for him, which is rare with AA because he usually just acquires guys without giving up anything. Mm-hmm. You can get something for Sean Murphy. But, yes, the fact that he's under, you know, salary control or at least, you know, club control. The other thing, though, this is the brilliance of this move. And we said this when they made the decision to give him an opportunity. Obviously, injury played a role in him getting the opportunity. But you got to find out. What are we waiting for when guys are in the minors for 3 years and you're like, well, I think he's going to be pretty good? Drake Baldwin's ready, and we're seeing it. He is one of the reasons why the Braves have won five of the last seven, but more importantly, back over 500. The other big part of this is your stars are finally being stars. Matt Olson's hitting the ball, right? Ozuna's been Ozuna. Mm-hmm. We're waiting for Ronald to come back, and apparently, hopefully, that's going to be within the next week or so. And then Strider's on his way back. All of a sudden, this thing is looking a lot better, man.
Right. And by the way, Murphy did have a big home run the other night up in Boston, so it's not all been all bad. Just got to give him some credit. That did help to win 4-2. But yes, I am so enamored with Drake Baldwin. It's funny, I mentioned last week, I said, you know, thinking about going getting a Drake Baldwin jersey, and like literally 100 people said, me too, because this dude has just got it. And again, I understand, as Grant pointed out, yes, there's always an adjustment period, but right now he is a revelation. This guy is money. He's so clutch. He makes things happen, stirs the drink. So you get a Ronald Acuna back. Now, Ronald, I don't know if you heard, when you're on vacation, he had a couple of hits in Gwinnett. He's been raking. He's looked a little sluggish his first game back in the outfield, to be expected.
Well, yeah, look, I think hitting is one thing, and this is why we discussed him potentially just being the DH, but it makes no sense. You've got one of the best DHs in Major League Baseball in Ozuna. He's going to have to play in the outfield, but that's going to be the bigger transition than just him getting at bats. So I don't know, Mike. I mean, that's what I think they were concerned about in this slow roll to get him back was, again, we talked about it, man. When you balls hit, I got to cut and go and like, okay, do I feel like I'm 100% to do that? How am I approaching that? Because those things happen so fast. But either way, I hope he's going to be back sooner than later. It's Dukes and Bell. Want to hear from you guys. Look, we're winning. But some of you may be reluctant because you're going to be the guy that's scared or the lady that's scared of, well, what if something happens? Play the best guys. Give me the best lineup night in and night out, and let's see what happens. And if something, God forbid, happens, an injury, you know, one of these guys gets in, then you deal with it. But, Mike, I guarantee you, if you put Sean Murphy on the market, and he may already be, you can get something in return. He's a vet. And as you said, he hasn't been terrible, but it's just the fact that the young kid is outplaying him right now. And I think that speaks volumes.
And the fact that Snit's going to bench him basically with a lefty on Tuesday and Thursday. Are you out of your freaking mind?
Yeah.
I mean, stop it. Stop. That's the Bobby Cox crap, which makes me want to throw something, right? You know, come on, please. You know, Snit says it won't be a strict platoon. But Mark Bowman from MLB yesterday puts it out there that, yeah, because of the lefty starting on Tuesday and Thursday in this series against the Nats, that he'd likely sit him. Come on. That's a loser mentality.
Yeah.
Run. You ever play craps? Run with a hot hand, man. Come on now. Let's roll.
Well, we need to run off as many as we can.
Period.
I mean, we're five behind the Mets right now, which nobody thought we would be at this point. If this was going to happen, I thought it might happen in June, not in May. So all of a sudden, you've made up this ground, Mike, after starting 0-7, and you're in a spot where, look, we got to run off as many as we possibly can. I want to get to the end of June and be potentially right on the heels of the Mets, or maybe even in first place. And by the way, we got a ton of matchups with them down the road. Well, head-to-head game, you know, you're going to be able to get to get a full game if you win those series. But I totally agree with you. And listen, Friday you win, Saturday 7-6 loss, yesterday 10 runs, guys. Everybody pretty much drove in a run except Verdugo. And so your lineup is finally living up to it. And that lineup includes Drake Baldwin. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up and let us know what you think. I know it's early in the season, and many of you are like, it's too early to be thinking about trading somebody. Not if you could get quality pitching for it.
No, and think about this, guys. If you want to get an upgrade from Iglesias, if you feel Iglesias can continue to wobble. Now, again, I know that would be kind of threading a needle to try to trade Murphy to a team that's going to give you a closer, but let's get some more pitching. Because this bullpen, if you didn't see Saturday night, you're up 6-2 in Boston, and you blow that game. You need better bullpen help, so I'm with you. I love the idea of getting Murph off the books. Because what would you do? You got James McCann. You got a guy in Gwinnett who's a veteran. So, I mean, it's just some Braves fans are so scared of their own freaking shadow. This guy can't hit. He's a career 230 hitter. Yes, I know he had a home run the other night. Yes, good for you. You want a cookie? He's also paid $15 million, and he's not worth a penny of it.
The other part that's rolling for us right now that I feel really good about as we talk about our Braves guys, we got plenty to dive into today on a big Monday. What's going on with Scotty Scheffler? He is the next big thing, and it's time for us to realize it and unfortunately say, Tiger, thank you very much, but we're watching the next big thing. We will talk about it. We will also get into these NBA playoffs. We're down to the Final Four. But as far as the Braves, Mike, the other thing that makes me feel good is Chris Sale. Guys, his ERA was way up when the season started. I think he was feeling the pressure of having to win every time he was on the mound. His ERA is down to a respectable 3.62. At one point, guys, it was 6 or 7. And everybody's like, oh, this doesn't look like Chris Sale. His game on Friday night, Mike, 8 strikeouts. He looked really good. And I think he is back to where we need him to be.
Right. And now Strider on Tuesday night. We'll see what Strider looks like. And again, he was very embarrassed by how that, you know, the whole hamstring having to catch thing went down. We talked about it with Grant, who interviewed him a few times. But now let's hope if he hits the ground running and Acuna comes in, as we said, basically the Braves, Mets, and Phillies have all been playing about the same pick, about the same clip, I should say, 6-3 or 6-4, 7-3. But that's cool. We'll have a chance, as you said, to go head-to-head with these guys. But it's like, you know, you got your sea legs on you. The Braves are in a really good spot. And now it's just a chance to now see how far we can go once we get the whole team back. And then what will our general manager do with the trade deadline to put us over the top?
Yeah, because we still got to beat those Dodgers, man. I mean, like, you know, we can't deny that even though we're playing well and look, we're over 500 again, that's still the team I think we're going to have to go through. And right now, do you match up in a seven-game series with the Dodgers? The answer is no. It is. But that's without Strider and that's without Acuna. Add them to the mix, to Mike's point, trade Sean Murphy, and get some help. Maybe this is a different look come end of August, heading into September. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell 929. Got a few stories to tell, Mike, coming off of vacay. But I got to tell you, man, watching Scotty yesterday, and I was flying back, so I didn't see all of it. I just got, when I got on the plane, he was already leading by like four strokes. Right. But this is his dominant. Now, it's not Tiger dominant. Okay, because again, for those of you who are old enough, if you were watching in 2000, 2001, 2002, it's a different level. But this is as dominant as we've seen any golfer be since then. And that includes Rory, guys. I mean, the Masters win was terrific, but Scotty's just been so consistent, Mike. And now you're talking about a guy who is in elite company when you start talking about before the age of 29, winning as much as he has. The only two guys that have won, you know, 15 PGA victories before their 29th birthday, it's Jack and Tiger. And now it's this guy.
Right. Scottie Scheffler's got those three majors now. And again, think about the storyline, guys, from being basically handcuffed, spending a morning in jail in Louisville over that ridiculous situation to hoisting the Watermaker Trophy. And that's just, that's amazing. One thing for certain, John Rahm, I thought he was really dialed in. I thought he was going to make it happen. And he just completely implodes. 15, bogey, 17 in the water, double on 18. He goes from basically a chance to win $3.5 million to winning, well, $400,000. Not a bad day's work. But, you know, he cost himself millions. I heard, and we'll save this for guy talk, but Bryson DeChambeau, one of the funniest things I've heard a golfer say, you know, we really need to get golf balls that fly straight. Yes, I think you speak for all of us. You know, that's what I need. You and I need that, Carl. Golf balls that don't slice or don't fade when you don't want them to. But DeChambeau, maybe don't try to hit it 600 yards and maybe it'll go straight for you.
I agree.
But but the LIV guys really had a bad weekend at the PGA.
Well, look, and it's almost whether you like it or not, the LIV versus PGA guys, it's there. It's present, right? Even though they all come together. But you're right. I mean, and DeChambeau's problem is mentally. It's not that he doesn't have the game. But, dude, you can't play every course like this.
Right.
Every time you go, well, he's got a chance. And he did. You know, cause he had to make up like five strokes to start the day on Sunday. But to your point, I'm not just trying to hit the ball 800 yards and then, Mike, I'll make up for a bad shot. Because you're trying to correct too much. And so, yeah, the fact that, you know, guys are breaking clubs and whatnot. But Scotty Scheffler is as cool as my man Stu Scott used to say, as the other side of the pillow. When he has a lead, it's done. He doesn't give up leads, Mike. And on Sunday, if he, like yesterday, he was not going to relinquish the lead.
Right. And even if it looks like he's having a wobble or something where he's going, okay, is he going
to. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
And let the field catch him. No, he's not going to do that. When he bogeys 9, he comes right back and birdies 10, and he never looks back. Even with the bogey on 18, he was in hand. I'm loving Scotty Scheffler's game. He's fun to watch. He really is.
He is.
And they had to basically pull his – we later found out today that they took his driver away because they were testing the equipment. A lot of guys, the face of the clubs, basically get banged up so they don't meet the tolerances for PGA expects. So he's out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.